Really honored that you asked me over here. It's always a great honor for me to talk to people from the clinic that are doing so much good for people. And if there's any questions, please ask them, because that's what we're here for. It's always really neat for me to hear results that are happening in clinic. And it's spreading quite a bit now. And all it is, honestly, is common sense. And my advice is, watch a lot of these self-awareness books, especially the ones that take you back in the past. There's no sense of going back in the past to find the present. You must remember, this is what everybody's been taught. And whatever you've been taught, that's life. So there's no harm done. Nothing's wrong. But like everything else in life, evolution takes place. And when that takes place, it jumps the boundaries of time. Now, if somebody comes along and says to you, hey, listen, just a minute. Let's not wait 20 years. Let's do it now. Forget the 20 years. Why don't you just listen now? And people say, no, well, I'm not ready. Well, as soon as you say you're not ready, that's what you call a psychological barrier. It's only a thought, saying you're not ready. So you're going to wait 20 years. Guaranteed, when the 20 years are up, you're still not ready. Until you make up your mind that you really want to hear something now that will just will help you as well as your patients. Because whatever you find, it's not just for your patients, believe me. You must find it for yourself first. A lot of people will say, well, I don't want it for myself, I want it for my patients. Well, that's impossible. That's an absolute impossibility. It's like that old saying, physician heal thyself. You've got to find it for yourself first. Then you can give it away. Until that day comes, you can't. And all you have to do is listen. Now, I'm not saying listen to me. You can look around this world and find anybody you want to listen to that you think has truth. And truth. It's something that lies deep within the soul of every human being on earth. It's always been there, and it's lost via time. It's the illusion of time that stops you from seeing it. And as I say, you've got to jump the boundaries of time. This is why, you know those people, you say, he or she is a genius, they're way ahead of their time. Well, that's what I'm talking about. Anybody that finds truth, and truth is religion before the formation takes place, where truth jumps the boundaries of time. Truth is wisdom. And wisdom is a God-given intelligence that every human being in the world is not just born with. It goes beyond that. It's you are it. When you jump the boundaries of time, you go back to the original wisdom. And here's where geniuses are created. And this is a beautiful thing about the experience that happened in Salt Spring. It's actually creating geniuses. It's creating people who are jumping the boundaries of time, going way ahead of what you call the so-called natural process of life. And they're evolving way, way beyond the normal. And when they do that, they can bring people through time and find them a healing agent now instead of waiting 10, 20, 50 years. Very simple. It's the simplest thing in the world. A lot of people accuse me of oversimplifying. I can't. I honestly can't, because it's something that you have right now. And it fits into every facet of life, whether it be medical, whether it be psychological, whether it be industrial, because when it comes out, it comes out with common sense. Plain, ordinary, everyday common sense. 2 plus 2 equals 4. And if it doesn't, It's not common sense. Now, if I say to you, if I'm a Freudian and I say to you, now you're all mixed up and you're unhappy and you have nervous breakdowns and you hate your mother, you hate your father, you hate almost everybody, and I'm going to make you happy, and I take you back into the hellhole of the past, then I'm bringing this unhappiness, I'm giving it life. I'm actually proving to you that it exists. And I'm not stupid, I know it exists. But it only exists as a thought in your mind. Because remember, the past was true then when it happened. But now, whatever happened to you as a child, it actually happened. I'm not stupid, I realize that. But remember, it's only a thought carried through time that keeps it alive. Take that patient back into that time zone, you're verifying it. If you make that patient realize that all it is thought, it will vanish. Because all it is thought. And that's what true psychology is. It's taking you back to the original. Somebody once asked me, when did the true psychology begin? It began before the beginning of time. Back to time again. Before time started. Before life started. It always was and always will be. And what it is a study of the mind, the soul, and the spirit. There's your trinity. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Because mind, there can only be one mind, and that is what you would call, the Eastern philosophers would call, the mastermind. And the mastermind is God. The soul is consciousness, pure consciousness. Some people call it Buddha consciousness, some people call it Christ consciousness. So you've got God the mind, the mastermind. You got soul, which is pure consciousness, and you got spirit, which is just the breath of life. Forget the breath of life. And let's go back again to those two main things. You've got the mastermind God, and you've got the soul, which is pure consciousness. Take that soul, take it away. All you're left with is God. And God is pure consciousness. They're all one. The three are illusion, just like life itself is a divine illusion, suspended within the boundaries of time as we now know it. Don't you see how simple it is? From these three things, all religions are created. And they say the answer is love. And it is, for the simple reason that pure love, pure aloha, is pure understanding. With pure understanding and pure love, you have no hate, you have no anger, you have just pure understanding. With that pure understanding, you're not caught in the illusion of life from the past. It's the past that is the problem. And the past is now an illusion. If anybody can tell me how the past is real, I'll take all back what I've said. It no longer is real. All sickness of the mind is carried through time via thought. The secret of all psychology is manifested via thought. You see, the world is a divine thought. Now, a divine thought has nothing to do with you. You're just part of it, because that's what God is. God created reality from a pure divine thought. When this reality came into being, we as human beings have what you call a free will and a free mind. With this free will and this free mind, you do as you wish, you see as you wish, you think as you wish, and you act as you wish. And that's the problem. It's attached to what you call an ego. And an ego is an image of self-importance. And what do? as psychologists and therapists, we boost this up. We actually create sickness instead of taking it away. We boost up the person's ego. That's the whole Freudian idea. We're going in reverse. You know how all the biblical and all the wise people in the world have always talked about light? You've got to see the light. Well, to see the light, you've got to reverse. Otherwise, you only see the shadow. And the shadow is life itself. You've got to turn around and face the light. And to do that, you've got to stop looking outside. You got to look inside. You got to look within. Because that's what Christ said, look within. All the wise from the beginning of the time have said, look within. And people don't honestly realize that literally they mean you got to look inside yourself for the answer. Because literally, you are God in disguise. You're an illusion. You're a divine illusion. And if you memorize the words of the wise from the past, it won't do you any good. Matter of fact, it's a trap. Because once you memorize what they're saying, you've trapped yourself. Because what they're saying is not what they mean. Because it's unexplainable. That's why I say to people, almost every time I talk, don't listen to what I'm saying. Well, that's a weird thing to say. It's what I'm trying to say. And people will say, well, why don't you just say it then? But I can't, because it can't be expressed in words. The second truth comes out via the word. It's no longer truth. It's only an echo of the truth. Because what you're looking for is a spiritual insight. What the words are only a guide. And if the guide is taking you outside, you're looking in the wrong direction. If the guide is taking you inside, listen. But don't listen to the words. And maybe someday there's a little voice inside you will say, aha, got it. And that's what you listen to. You don't listen to me, you don't listen to anybody. You listen to yourself. Only you have the answer. And when the answer comes from you, the answer that comes from me will be exactly the same. You won't say, there is a little difference. There is no difference. Because there's only one answer. There's only one God. Any other idea of God is wrong. Because what God means is total. Total. And always. God is total. And any other God made up, we know we had, Madam Peely. In the Hawaiian language, in the Hawaiian religion. Well, that's just a demigod taking you away from it. There's only one God, because God means literally everything. That's why if anybody ever finds the answer they're truly looking for, they realize that they are God in disguise. See, God I am, but I am not God. If you could understand that, you know what I meant. No one person can be God. See, the world as we know it now has been manifested into a form. To find the secret of the form, you have to go within and find the secret of formlessness. And formlessness is before the creation of form. This formlessness, the Eastern philosophers and a lot of religions, we talk about the great nothingness. That's the same thing. Can you see that? I just get a feeling for it. It's a feeling. You'll never understand. You only just get a feeling. If you get that positive feeling, when you go away, that positive feeling is a guide. If you get a bad feeling and you leave, cursing and swearing. You got it. You've had it, eh? You haven't seen anything. But if you go away with a nice feeling, that's what you're looking for. You must get that nice feeling yourself, otherwise you're going to see wrong. If you see wrong, you're seeing the contaminated mess and you're caught up in it. And if I was you, never, never, never be afraid to approach somebody that honestly knows. Because you might say, a lot of people say, well, I'm really scared to approach him or her because they'll see right through me. I used to think like that. But that's nonsense. It's the very opposite. Because that person in that knowing state is so full of love and so fully understanding, that's the safest place to be. It's when you get to where you should be afraid is get to those hostile type therapists. They're going to go after you. That's where the danger lies. When I first realized what I realized, that was the first clue I had. It was thought. I had an insight into the marvelous, unbelievable power of thought. A miracle is just the right use of mind. Remember I said mind is God. See, there's only one mind, that's the master mind, and that's God. It's just... Please, honestly, if there's any questions, ask them. It doesn't matter what it is. Because it all leads back to the same thing. And that's a clue for you. One of the greatest things I can tell you again, when you talk to the patient as if they have nothing wrong with them. And maybe they'll hear what you're saying. And when they walk away, they'll have nothing wrong with them. Talk to them as if they're sick, and they'll walk away sick. At the same time, you realize that they are going through the hell and they are sick. But the sickness is an illusion created from thought from the past. The past is an illusion. Jump the boundaries of time. Go in the now, and here's where you can help them to find the sanity they're looking for. And love will always be the answer. I really mean that. And love and true understanding go hand in hand. And you don't have to understand mentally if you have love in your heart. You just understand. It's a matter of wisdom versus intellect. Wisdom is a God-given thing. Intellect is a man-given thing. You find wisdom, you get the intellect. Find intellect, not necessarily you're going to get wisdom. But wisdom covers both. And that's when you come from inside and look outwardly. Again, you jump the boundaries of time. The true now isn't now. Here and now. Otherwise, you know the old cliche, I've had people say, well, you have not a choice but to live in the now because we're here right now. That's not the now that the wise speak of. The now, the wise speak of, is before the beginning of time. And to go before the beginning of time, you don't go back. You just realize that back is an illusion, and you find out. That makes sense, does it? Not supposed to make sense. Believe me, if you walk out here right now and you say, I've heard all that before, I know what he's talking about. You haven't got it. To find it, all you have to do is to realize the secret of thought. Once you realize the secret of thought, you're home. You're free. All your problems are manifested by a thought. And I know everybody in this room right now could get up and prove to me that this isn't so, intellectually. But I'm not interested in intellectually. Because I could prove to you that all my problems are not thoughts either. But that would be part of the illusion. You've got to break the boundaries of the illusion and realize everything is created literally from a divine thought. And when a divine thought is manifested into form, it is called life. And life is geared and run by intellectual thought. Intellectual thought is creates the downfall of humanity. Again, it's the ego. You know, one of the main secrets is just to live life and enjoy it. And that's one of the most difficult things in the world, until you realize the simplicity of it. Just live it. Don't talk it. I never talk like this, I just live it. The only time I talk like this is when I get together with people that want to hear it. You know?